When Scottish satirist Thomas Carlyle toured Ireland in the 19th century, he had scarcely a good word to say about any part of the country except Sligo. Even Killarney he damns with faint praise. As he approached Sligo, he caught sight of the town in its lovely setting and wrote in his journal,
"Sligo at last, beautiful descent into beautiful town and region altogether."
This is certainly a marked improvement on the first impression of French consul Coquebert de Montpré, who on seeing Sligo's Saturday market described it as
ugly, irregular and badly built.
However, it wasn't long before the many natural advantages of the region, from its plentiful supply of water, wood, fertile land and fish, won him over.
"You should now be standing in front of the imposing Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, erected in 1874. If visiting the cathedral early in the morning or late evening, look out for the lighting effect of the 69 stained glass windows. The altar and tabernacle are in beaten brass, symbolically recalling the first bishop of Elphin, St. Asicus, a worker in copper and silver."